beyond. It's Key Radio.
Hi, this is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is March 18th, 2019. We're on the heels of St. Patrick's Day here in the U.S. and also in Ireland and all over the world. And we are also 3 days away from spring. Yippee! Welcome to all of you. I want you all to be here. It's 5:31 here on the West Coast and Pacific Standard Time. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, you have 30 minutes to call in and get your free reading. Call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Refer your friends to Keen and get $50 worth of Keen dollars. These are good to use on the site. Tell your friends also about the great packages Keen has to offer to new customers. There's 3 new packages Keen is offering new customers. I invite you to go to their website and look at the offers for Keen dollars as well as these new packages. They're so exciting. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationship, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN and get your exclusive offer with any advisor you choose. Again, that's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 0481-9206. Now, you can also download the Keen app on your smartphone, because Keen has gone mobile. Furthermore, to receive exclusive offers via text, text the word Keen, that's K-E-E-N, to 40506. If you would like to talk to me, Pat 58, tonight on the show, and get a free short reading plus 2 questions, you can call 657-383-0802. It's 5:33 here on the West Coast, and I'm going to be talking about how to build self-confidence tonight. How many people think confidence is tied to success? Let's see, I see a show of hands. Oh boy. Well, I'm sad to tell you, it isn't. Successful people are not necessarily confident. The creation of confidence is built on something totally different other than success. It is built on 3 different things. It is built on believing you're entitled to it, to understanding your inherited giftings, and to carrying out your talents through practice. So we're going to talk first about what a confident person looks like, because I always talk about this in readings. You know, sometimes it'll come up like, what is the person looking for, or what do they like about me? And, you know, when I sense that, so I'll tell them, you know, he likes your confidence. He likes that you're understanding and you're sympathetic. So here's what I did. I did some research on the internet, and I found that a confident person looks like this. No matter what they have to say it with confidence. They project it, okay? They say it like they mean it, and they mean it like they say it. They walk into a room with their head held high and a smile on their face. Everyone turns around and looks at them when they come in the room as well. Another trait of a confident person is that they have this belief that They know things are going to work out no matter what. Confident people carry themselves with pride and don't look down at the ground, but always look up. They have a smile on their face, which resonates positivity. They walk with stride. They move with stride. They say things that are very positive. They don't talk about negative things. They listen. They're not always trying to get attention. They're just there and they just know. To get confidence, there are some points that I want to talk about. So, first of all, we are all entitled to confidence because we have to have this belief system that we belong to somebody. And honestly, we do. We do belong to somebody. You can go on different websites and do your genealogy and find out where you come from. So that means that you came from someone, and that someone came from someone, and so on and so forth. So remember, you are a son or a daughter of someone. So be proud in that. Our identity is tied to us belonging to and coming from them. We have to take ownership for that fact that we belong to somebody. We're not alone in this world. We're not by ourselves. Be proud about it. Even if there is dysfunction, you still came from someone, and take that, own it. In belonging to someone, we inherit their gifts. Like in my family, my husband, he has perfect pitch. So in other words, he can listen to a song and he can tell you what key the person is singing in, what key the music is being played in. He can just tell you. And my son, he has that gifting as well. He can listen to a song once or twice, and he can pick up certain things and start playing it. So in belonging to someone, we inherit their gifts. Giftings come from our various talents. Certain talents include, like I said, being musically gifted, intellectually smart, mechanically inclined, scientifically minded, etc. But again, we have to go back to that knowing that we have a gift. We have to be honest with ourselves and with others about our giftings. We have to do what we say we're going to do. And we have to do what we like. And we have to do what we're good at. Focus on the positive part of who we are. Once we discover what our gifts are, it's important for us to start developing them so we can put them to good use. Once there's an understanding of what our gifts are, it's important then to start developing them. So I want you to think about that movie, The Karate Kid, okay, where Daniel-san, he wanted to learn how to do karate, and he went to Mr. Miyagi. And Mr. Miyagi, he taught him, you know, wax on, wax off. And then he also taught him how to paint a fence. You paint a fence up and down, not across. Up and down, up and down. And then later on, they started practicing balance on the beach. And he told him, wax on, wax off. And then he told him, okay, now paint the fence. And Daniel-san was, at first, he was totally bored with all that. But he realized later why those practices were important. So in other words, once you find your talent, you can't just go and go on, oh, I'm talented. No, You have to practice at it. You have to become good at it. You have to know your craft. And you have to do this through repetition. And you have to do it until you can sleep, breathe, and eat it. Okay? You have to become completely bored with it. You just have to know it. Okay? And that's what it means to build confidence. Because once you know it, somebody asks you a question, you're going to come back at them, bam, you're going to have an answer. You're not going to go, I don't know the answer. You're going to know it with confidence. So, when you develop your gifts, you're going to feel good about yourself. And practicing means, again, that we have to do something over and over again. It means, too, that we never, ever give up. Next, we keep doing it until we have that technique down pat. So we shine. We shine like the sun. We shine like the stars. And that way people want what we have. Another step in building confidence is once we have practiced and developed our gift, we put it to good use. Putting it to good use means to serve others. And not only in our careers, but in life, okay? It means that we do something rewarding in life and in our jobs. We are supposed to show off our talents. That's what a higher power or God wants us to do, because then he shines through us, and that he wants us to not only love others, but he wants us to love ourselves. So in building confidence, we start to love ourselves because we start to realize what we're good at. Doors will begin to open for us because we're doing great at our jobs, or we're doing great at what we're talented at or what we've been practicing for. Now, confidence happens slowly because, again, it takes practice. That promotion's not going to come overnight. It's going to come from being consistent and doing it one day at a time, over and over and over and over again. Consistency is the key to building self-confidence. When you start saying what you're going to do and you start doing it and you start being consistent, that's when you're going to feel confident and you're going to feel better about your craft and your tool. It takes time, it takes practice, and it takes perseverance. Hence, confidence is built on four principles. First, take ownership for all of this. Understand that you belong to somebody. Be proud about that. Discover your inherited gifts. Develop them through practice. Finally, use your giftings in life, in your career, to help others. You will then see which doors open for you. Most importantly, confidence comes through knowing that we are all able to do something, no matter who we are and where we are in life. We all have a gift, and we should all put it through use, and it should be all put through use with practice. Now, to get my point across, I'm going to tell you a personal story about me. So I learned how to drive later in life. I guess I was about 22 or 23 years old, and I didn't get my license when I was a teenager. I got it when I was a younger adult. And so I say later in life because most kids get their license when they're teenagers. So what happened was, you know, I was a little skittish because I had went to an agency who I thought would help me to learn how to drive. And they said, no, you can't drive, you know, and I thought it was because of my disability, because for those of you who don't know, I have cerebral palsy. So I was a little afraid, and I was dating this guy at the time who was a truck driver, and he had just gotten his truck driving license, and he was hauling dirt for a company, and he had told me, you know, Patricia, you can learn how to drive. It's just going to take practice. And I looked at him, and I thought he was crazy, but, you know, I said, okay. So I went and I bought a car, and I put hand controls on the car, and we started practicing driving. And, you know, and lo and behold, he was right. I did learn how to drive, and I did get my license. But I had to practice driving. I had to keep doing it until I felt good. I didn't give up. I kept going around, driving around, practicing. And later on, what happened was I needed that agency's help again, and I had to get an advocate to help me. And one of the things that advocate did to help me was we went through my file, and I had found out that years before, when I had asked them to help me with driving, the person wrote them and said, she can drive. You guys just need to pay for more lessons. So, you know, that agency wasn't honest with me, and they planted those seeds of doubt. So what I'm saying is I ignored what was said to me, and I went ahead with it. So if you have that voice inside you telling you to go do something, you need to listen to that voice. And you need to go do it. And you need to do it with confidence and with stride and with the belief that it's going to happen. And I've been driving now, you know, for a very long time. I have my own car. It has hand controls on it. Knock on wood, I haven't gotten a ticket in over 10 years. So I'm pretty excited. And I'm thanks for listening to my story. And I'm now on the air, ready to take calls. I appreciate you waiting. My line is lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm so excited. Here we go. So I want you to tell me who you are and where you're from and what you do to build confidence in your life. Hi, this
Hello,
is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
Your name again?
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Well, welcome.
Hi.
And how do you build confidence, my dear?
Just loving myself every day.
That's very good. Very good. So how can I help you, Tasha?
Anything. Do you see anything progressing in my relationship?
Okay. What's the person's name, please?
His name is Henry. We're just friends for right now.
Okay, let me see. Henry and her go to the romantic zone. It's been a while. You've known him for a while?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the cards are saying you guys have a practical relationship. Just so I feel like you know him. Practically, maybe through work, because I get Nine of Wands in here. Nine of Wands as well. Is that how you know him?
No, just through casual meeting, not through work.
Well, that also stands for practical. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the cards are saying yes, it will progress into the romantic zone. Okay.
Okay.
And it says that the reason or the way it progresses is through a celebration, okay? And I feel like he will approach you, and it'll be dual meaning. So in other words, he'll say one thing but mean another, and this comes completely from him, okay?
Okay.
So what's your next question?
What month will the relationship start? So
let me just see when this starts.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, what did it mean by he say one thing but mean another? is.
Well, what it means by that is I got two of coins. So it means like, because it's infinity, the two of coins, it means two things. So he'll be juggling two things, but he'll say one thing but mean another. It'll have a double meaning.
Okay.
So he may come to you because two of coins has a playful meaning to it. So he may say something to you very playful, you know, and it could involve practicality. But honestly, there's romantic undertones to it.
Oh, okay. So they're telling me beware of the heat. Okay.
Yeah, because he's not very direct, is what I feel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So let me see. So when does this happen? Oh, the cards are saying June, July.
Okay. So my birthday is in June. Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have a nice birthday present.
Ah, yay.
Well, thank you for calling, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to keep you on or do you want me to disconnect the call?
Oh, keep me on.
Okay, take care, love. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too.
Thank you for calling, Tasha. Okay, time for our next call. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. It's Andrea from Las Vegas.
Hey, Princess. So what do you do to build confidence?
Well, I help others. That's what I do for a living. So I think that puts out some positive vibes.
Good for you. So what are your questions tonight, dear? We have time for two.
Well, right. As you know, I haven't found a job yet. I'm wondering what you may see in the near future.
What's coming up for Andrea regarding a job? Well, there's definitely change coming because I get 2 tens. Don't get down about this. You have to keep like a really positive attitude, okay? Don't give up hope.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's been very difficult. Do you see in how long?
Let me think. When? I shuffle the cards 3 times for the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's supposed to be in the month of March. I mean, I get 3 of coins in here. To me, that means March. The shortest could be 9 days. The longest is 3 weeks.
That would be nice.
The cards are saying when this does happen, you're going to be very surprised.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Have a nice night.
You
please
want me
keep
to keep
on.
You on? Okay,
yes,
I
please.
Will. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Well, that was great, Miss Las Vegas. Okay, here we go. Hi, my name is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. I have time for 2 quick questions, my dear. So how do you build confidence?
I build confidence by not worrying about what others think and focusing on my strengths.
Good for you. Very good. And how does that make you feel?
I feel pretty good about myself when I'm doing that. I mean, there are moments where I will, there are moments when I cave in, but then I have to rethink. I have to start thinking in the moment, so to speak, you know. So I'll start thinking about where am I, what am I doing in the room, are there any smells around me, things like that. So it just kind of helps you get back into the moment.
So you do, you use mindfulness?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so do I. That's right. Good for you. Mindfulness really helps. If you're wondering about mindfulness, go to www.mindful.org, okay? And they'll talk about all these different techniques that you can do for self-care and to help you be mindful. Okay, so let's get busy. We have time for two questions because I only have 3 minutes. So I got to hurry.
Okay.
So what are your questions?
I want to know if there's romance in my future and if I'm going to be able to purchase a home in the next year.
It says you got to let people in. Okay. I do see romance coming to you. Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
There is somebody coming. I feel like he's tall. Okay.
Let's see.
Well, we can do timing if you call me on King. Okay, let me see. Will she purchase a home within the next year? Yes or no? Will she purchase a home within the next year? Yes or no? I do get a yes.
Great.
It feels like it's an older home. It's near a school.
Near a school. Huh.
Like close to a school. Not like miles, like 2 miles away. No, it's close to a school.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, hon.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great show. Thank you, Miss New Jersey. I am going to be logging on to King very shortly. If you'd like to call me for a private reading, I will be back next Monday for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. That's it for tonight about building self-confidence. I am generally on King every day at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not available, please arrange a call or send me an email. Thank you for allowing me to be of service and have a great night.